From a different country, but who is a stranger?
No.
Like someone from another state or something?
No.
And a woman who conducts school is called a...
teacher.
Okay. Any special names for a woman's teacher?
No.
And... did you ever hear of what they used to call a barrel maker? Or
no.
As a family name, are you familiar with the name Cooper or Cooper? C-O-O-P-E-R.
I've heard it before.
How would you pronounce that?
Cooper.
What would you call a married woman with that last name? If you were introducing her, you'd say, this is...
That always screws me up. I always introduce married people with the wrong heading. So I don't know, Miss or Mrs., either one. Which is it? Miss Cooper? Mrs. Cooper? It never really mattered to me. I don't know. Which
MRS?
Do
you
ever
say Miss?
Huh? Normally, yeah, when I feel like I should know. I just try and pull off an MS. You know, but that never really mattered to me.
The name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
Okay, from George Washington's wife.
Martha.
And do you remember a song that started off, Wait Till the Sun Shines? What the name of that was?
Was it Mary?
It starts with an N.
No.
And a nickname for William.
Bill.
Or?
Will.
Or if you put a Y on that.
Willie.
Okay.
Or Billy.
And the first book in the New Testament in the Bible.
Genesis.
Or the New Testament.
Oh. Damn, John?
Or what? It's another. Starts with an M.
An M? Mark? Matthew?
Okay. When y'all were in parochial school, did y'all read the Bible much?
We had assignments, but you could normally fake it if you came from a religious family. You know, you knew that all the stories, all the big events and everything, so you didn't have to read.
Were you encouraged not to read it, or?
I was never encouraged at home to read it. You know.
The reason I asked is. This older woman I interviewed, she starts laughing when I was asking her those questions and said that they didn't know anything about the Bible. When she was going to school, the priest would tell them, you can't understand it, so don't try to read it. You know, you haven't had the background.
Yeah,
to know
that was pretty much what they hit us with, too. But I don't know, some in the later, like in 7th and 8th grade, we had a strange teacher in 5th grade who was very into the new Catholicism and came in and hit us with all these things about there was no flood, you know, and Moses did not split the waters and all this kind of, and just destroyed all our faith, you know. And then she was supposed to teach us the next year and rebuild all this faith with all these new foundations, but they fired her or something.
How did y'all react to her?
And we thought she was crazy. She was fun, though. You know.
A preacher that's not very well trained, that just sort of preaches here and there and makes a living doing something else, you call him a...
minister.
Any special names for an untrained one?
I don't know.
What about a carpenter who's not very good at building things?
Probably a pretty hungry person. I don't know.
Did you ever hear the term Jake leg or Jack leg or shade tree?
No. Strange.
What?
Those words.
It's like a, also a yard axe. Like a shade tree.